Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Italy is easing its coronavirus restrictions nearly 2 months after it became the first country in the world to impose a national lockdown. But the Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, has said the country is still in the midst of the pandemic and urged the public to act responsibly. Millions of people are expected to return to construction sites and factories. Parks are reopening, outdoor exercise is permitted, and people can visit relatives within their region. Restaurants will reopen for takeaway service, but bars and ice cream parlours will remain shut. Speaking to the BBC, an editor and columnist for the Corriere della Sera newspaper said the country is keen to move forward.
The mood is cautious and anxious, but on the whole, people are relieved. We can see, as I know it's a very trite, sort of obvious metaphor, but the end of the tunnel, and the tunnel was dark indeed in Italy.
Many other European countries are also taking steps towards lifting their lockdowns. They include Portugal, Spain, Croatia and Greece, where some small shops and hairdressers can start work again today. Some schools will reopen in Germany and Austria, while in Hungary and Serbia, cafes and restaurants will begin operating with some restrictions. And Poland will allow hotels and shopping centres to open their doors again. President Trump also told Fox News that he was confident there would be a vaccine for coronavirus by the end of the year.
We have to get a vaccine. Whoever gets it, I'm gonna be their best fan in it. I need the vaccine. This country needs the vaccine.
But American health officials have said they believe it will be at least 12 to 18 months before one can be developed. Mr. Trump rejected criticism that his administration had acted too slowly over the coronavirus crisis. He insisted that his decision to impose restrictions had saved lives and that he believed he'd done a great job. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.